doesn't cover the full spectrum of our North American ones, and same with their VHF, UHF radios. They're just not that wide. They have more of a narrow frequency area in that. But interesting, good thing to talk about discussion. Maybe someone else will know a little more about it. But, yeah, I would think that if you're just using IRLP or whatever on your Internet, as long as you're not doing it with JA or any of their repeaters, you should be quite fine.
Oh, yeah, that's another interesting thing. Their band plans are completely different. I think HF is pretty similar, but VHF, they use the international one. It's 144 to 146. And I think something else I learned, I was looking at their band plan, is they don't allow repeaters on VHF, which I think is really ridiculous. I don't see any repeaters on VHF there, so I don't know what they do over there, but it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, well, different countries have their only different rules and that. I was not aware that is a rule for international travel and that, but very interesting to know and acknowledge in that, but... that's the way I see it anyway, that, you know, if you're using a worldwide internet, well, you can actually fool that too. I think one of those software programs that you can switch as you travel, you can switch different service providers to anywhere in the world, so I guess you could, well, and there you go. Oh, no, I better not. Well, yeah, there is a way around this, actually. Let me just think about this for 2 seconds. Yeah, if you had Surfshark or whatever, and you're traveling, and a lot of people travel in that, and they go to a different country, they'll either use their server or they'll use a server from another part of the world. I guess you could probably link up into Canada's servers and that, and pretend that you're actually in Canada, and don't tell them that you're not in Canada, and talk to JAs. At least I would think you could.
I like the way you think. That's a very good idea, but I think it still completely breaks whatever rules they have because you're still located in Japan. But anyway, I like the thought. That's a very good idea. But anyway, thanks for running the net tonight, and I'll let you move on. 73.
Yeah, well, there's an old thing called in your settings called GPS tracking off. Anyway, I'm giving you bad thoughts as a new ham, but I'm just trying to think on my feet about that. And I'm sure someone has done that before. Good luck on your on that, and good luck on your holiday. Okay, we'll move over to VE7UJM, who's been traveling all day, coming back to Vancouver. I hope all is well and doing all the unpacking. I know you're going to be hitting the Surrey one at 148 and 48th Avenue. I've been listening all day to you guys. So good evening to you.
Good evening, everybody on frequency. I'm glad to hear that my signal is much better. There's nothing more annoying listening to somebody who's got a crappy signal. The hey, Jason, you absolutely can use EchoLink because it's through the Internet. It's not transmitting anything. It would be different if you used EchoLink and hit a Japanese repeater. Absolutely, that's a no-go. But if you're using EchoLink to link into RPT, absolutely, that's totally fine because you're just on the Internet. You're not breaking any rules. What's the question tonight, guys?
Well, you know, this is a share ideal and topic category net for anything in open discussion. I made it a little bit special because it's once of a year that we have this wonderful worldwide event which starts tomorrow morning. So I thought, well, with all the stuff I've been hearing on HF and all the people on the normal repeaters talking about the excitement of Field Day, I gave it just a little special kind of punch there over the shared ideal concept. But if you have something on your mind other than what I just said, please go ahead.
Yes, I do. Other than what you just said, I'd like to say that I'm super happy to be part of Lower Mainland Amateur Radio. I hate that word, amateur radio operator stuff. Because Kelowna, they have 15 repeaters up there, beautiful, juicy repeaters that have incredible range, but nobody talks on them up there. And I asked for a couple signal reports as I'm doing recce in the area, trying to figure out the lay of the land, driving to different areas, seeing how the radio reception is. And nobody, like, I know I have an annoying voice, and sometimes that can be annoying. But come on, man. Come back with a signal report. And it's so good to come to the Lower Mainland and hear everybody chatting and familiar voices and stuff. So, yeah, we're blessed down here. Little QRM, but whatever.
Yeah, I would agree with you. There's a couple stations on the BC Public Service Net that are out in Campbell River and that on the HF portion, but I've linked up to some of the repeaters in Campbell River just doing a general call from Vancouver. I hear nothing. I think it's pretty well like that in smaller rural communities. I don't even want to call them rural. They're actually pretty well city townships, but in either case, yeah, it can get quite lonely when you're not into a large condensed area of a city or whatever. It could be lonely at times. But, you know, there are clubs out there and that. I'm sure that how many members they may have and that do get together for coffee and that. I just think they just do a little bit of a different protocol there as far as really being active on the radio. They're more into the socializing part of just meeting one another over coffee.
Yeah, I went to one of their meetings. They're a good bunch of guys, but fill out an application and we'll review it and we'll put it to the board to see if the council approves your... I'm like, yeah, whatever. It was like... But hey, they got some cool phones. Phones, what was it? What were they talking about? Phones that they were giving out that... oh, man, now I totally forget. Anyways, I've talked enough tonight. It's good to be home, back to my hacienda, and good to hear familiar voices. I will pass it off to you, Net Control. This is Victor Echo 7, Uniform Julep.
Yeah, very good. Well, no, I have been listening. I'm going to stir the pot a bit. I was a little perturbed. I didn't check in on the check-in and chat, but that wonderful human being, Gary, there, I thought he was doing a great job. Okay, so he's a little close to the mic. And
yeah, I didn't even
a little
talk
bit of deviation. I thought it was kind of unkind, someone coming in there. Hey, man, you're over-deviating. You're still over-deviating. You know, I learned a long time ago when I got into this ham community from a good old ham many, many years ago. It's good to acknowledge someone that's a little bit... not leaving proper breaks or whatever. I mean, that's proper protocol acknowledgement. But I think he got a little bit of a roughness there. But in either case, he handled it well. Okay, and then we get the pregnant pause of no reply on that comment, which is a good thing. Just remember, everyone, there's a serious side to the hobby, but always remember, it is only a hobby, okay? So calm down, everyone. Even I make mistakes, and many of them as an old ham operator. Okay, this is Victor Echo 7. I think let that go. I was a little perturbed about that. This is Victor Echo 7, Oscar Romeo for June 26, TGIF net. We are at the bottom of the list. We've checked in four now, and welcome to those I know that are very excited for field day tomorrow, maybe their first time. I've gone through a lot of them in that, and I'm sure I can start visualizing it now. They're doing final setup or falling asleep, getting ready for 11 tomorrow. Big breakfast in the morning and just some good times on one-to-one socializing. So we're going to pass it back to VE7ROX to take further check-ins. TGIM.
Oh, yeah. Ears on the frequency, question mark, or anybody chomping at the bit, looking to hold down that PTT and say hello. We'd love to hear from you. And, oh, my goodness, there's a bright moon blazing in here. It looks like the left side of it is shaved off, so it's a three-quarters moon, not obscured by clouds anymore. Anyway, calling CQCQCQ for the Friday TGIF net. Thank God it's Friday. Yes, indeed, weekend is coming up upon us. Do we have anybody out there looking to check in?
Victor Echo 7 Alpha Foxtrot, Foxtrot, checking in.
VA7NRC.
Ah, the National Research Council. with a VA7 in front of it, NRC. And before that, I got a call sign in the 8.
Victor Echo 7 Alpha Foxtrot, Foxtrot.
But, Foxtrot. Huh. That's one that's not on the list of previous check-ins. So, a new one. Have to make a note of that. VE, is it E or an A? I always got a different
Echo.
V8 there. VE7AFF, what was the name and location?
My name is Matt, and I'm calling in from Pitt Meadows.
Ah, there we go. We got a couple of stations that check in here from Pitt Meadows. If you know Chuck, VE7TET, and Jason, VE7JSO, are also in Pitt Meadows. But anyway, got you down on the paper. You're number 5. Brendan is a little further west, as in West Vancouver. VA7NRC got him down. So anybody else after that?
VA7XM.
Ah, Cloverbush. Make that Cloverdale. I think that's where the Surrey Field Day site is, or just slightly south of the downtown Cloverdale, wherever downtown is, 176th Street, also known as the Pacific Highway and 48th Avenue. VA7XM, got you down, lucky number 7.
Any further check-ins on IRLP or All-Star? Okay, we'll take a pause right there. Rox, we'll take a pause. Let's check in with Matt here. Matt, welcome to the TGIF net. It's basically an open discussion net. Made a little special tonight because a lot of people are so excited about Field Day and that. Nice to have you on board, Matt. What's on your mind tonight? Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. I'm very excited for Field Day tomorrow. I'm a new ham. I just got my license back in end of April. I'm going basic with honors. And I just got my first ETF rig last week. I got a A2A57D. And I'm getting it all set up right now. I'm part of the Maple Ridge Club. And looking forward to heading out tomorrow morning and doing my very first Field Day.
Ah, very good. Now, I'm not sure. Are they collaborating with the Coquitlam Club this year in, I forget the name of it, Cates Park, I think that's the name of it. A lot of times some of the, like the Burnaby Club and the Coquitlam Club would all get together at one park there. I'm not really sure if they're doing it in Maple Ridge or not. Can you give me some intel on that?
Yeah, as far as I know, it's just our Maple Ridge guys and then me and Tim Meadows. There's a couple of us from Tim Meadows that are part of the Maple Ridge Club as well. As I mentioned, Jason. I know Jason quite well. But yeah, I think it's just our club going to be out at Alcoa. I think it's Alcoa Park tomorrow, early morning until late in the evening.
Very good. Well, you have a lot of fun. I have my good old friend, V7QJ, Earl. He's been part of the Maple Ridge Club for years and a couple others. Unfortunately, a couple that silent keyed in that, and certainly know the Maple Ridge Club very well. They sure put on some amazing events in that. You are going to have a lot of fun, Matt.
Copy that. Thanks for hosting tonight and letting me get on the air. And I'll pass it back to you guys. 73, Victor Echo 7, Alpha Foxtrot, Foxtrot, out and monitoring.
Okay, well, you stay out and monitor because we have not too many on the list. We'll go back up the list, so hang in there, okay? Good to have you on board. Here's a wonderful human being over there across the water from me in Vancouver, Chinatown, VE7NRC. Good evening.
Oh, yeah, good evening, VA7NRC. Pretty exciting. Everyone's looking forward to Field Day. That'll be exciting. Are you excited there, Merlin?
Well, yeah, I'm not going to participate in the realms of a club. I'm going to do it at home this year because I got a fairly good end fed up and I've got 100 watts here. Might as well just have a little bit of fun. But I normally used to visit all the clubs and sometimes stay overnight. One of my favorite clubs is the North Shore Club. I think they're pretty cool up on Cypress Bowl there. Just maybe it's just because of the view up there. But, yeah, it should be a real good time for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. We hope to make it up there, maybe over to Burnaby. We'll see what happens. But in any case, yeah, it'll be pretty exciting. So, anyway, thanks for taking the check in there, Merlin. VA7NRC.
Always a pleasure to have you on board, and thanks for being here. Good to have you on board. Let's see here. Mark, good evening, Mark. VA7XM, how are you, sir? TGIF, what's on your mind?
TGIF, Merlin and Jim, VA7XM. Before I go on, has anybody broadcast the request out of Venezuela for a frequency clearance request?
Yeah, I was listening to them today.